Tosis is grappling with what's the rule when what psulim are only berishim? When do we say it's only bayom berishim? And when do we say that it's which psulim are all shivas yom? So Tosis had a problem that on the one hand you see an absolute good holders all 7 days, and the other you see the Rav Hanina that l'kichatam is only the first day. Gozel Shaul is also only the first day, Gemara says. Lechem is only the first day. So Tosfos is entertaining. Maybe we could say that it depends on where it's situated in the pasuk. All the things that are before B'yom Rishon, like Choser, which comes from Lekachtem, and Lechem, which comes from Lechem. So those all say before B'yom Rishon. So maybe those are B'yom Rishon. And Hadar, which is later in the pasuk, maybe those things are all 7 days. So Tosfos said that can't work. Because from the pasuk of Lekachtem, we learn out, besides the psul of Chaser, we also learn out two other halachas. We learn out a halacha that Dalam Dinam and Makrin says, more in Menachas Chazayin, more brings it later by us also. And we learn a halacha that you need the kichel of Kolecha Be'echot. Says Taisu, Hayitochen, that those halachas are only on the first day, and that on the rest of the days, it's enough to have a tiski b'menecho, it's enough to take only 1 minute. And it's enough to have an echad lekerch b'shul kula. That's not possible. So we're back to square one. So here we have within the word lekachim itself, we have some halachas that are all 7 days, and we have the halacha of chasa, which is only the first day. So that's where Tosfos is. That's where we left off in Tosfos. So I pointed out yesterday that which Tosfos considers to be inconceivable. That the various halachos of lekichatama, that the Alamino Ma'akman says, and that you need lekichol kolecha ve'echol, Tosfos thinks that it's inconceivable that should only be berishim, not apply the other 7 days, the other 6 days. The Rav Yod brings from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Orleans that he thinks that that's taka he maintains that that's taka true, that b'shar ayomim the Alamino Ma'akman says, and therefore if you can't find an esrik, for example. So the other days, after the first day, the other days, you could take three minim and make a bracha. The dalim minim are the other days. The dalim minim are not machmin each other the same way. And he brings the raya from chaser. You see by chaser that we're machshir, Rav Chanina was machshir chaser b'shar yomim, even though it's learned that from lekachtem, lekichatamo. So who did all the other halachas of lekichatamo? And the Rav Yosef says that even the halacha of lekicha lekolecha ve'echot, the Rav Yaakov Meir Orleans at least had it sad. It was rafi b'yodeh, he wasn't positive. But at least he had it sad. That might also be the first day. That b'shar yomim echad meisi is chaveri. One person could be meisi the other. So the question was, what's this tolian? It seems to be with that. To Tosfos, it seems to be inconceivable. And to the Rimi Orleans, it seems to be quite conceivable that these halachas are only on the first day. And then we saw another distinction, a difference between Tosfos and the Yaakov Meir Orleans, and how he brings these halachas themselves. These halachas are l'kichatama. What does that mean? What does the kichatama mean? Lekicha lekolecha ve'echod, and Dalam Yirma Akin says, what would it be without lekichatama? So when Tosfos says without lekichatama, it would be echad yotzei b'shul kulam. One person would take a lulav and esrog for everybody, and without lekichatama, it would mean that tiski ve'echod, tiski v'chad mino, just take 1 minute. The Rimi Orleans, when he says what the din is without lekichatama, he said differently. He says that without lekichatama, echad meitzi es chaveri. And without lekichatama, the dalim minim would be ma'ak of each other, so that if you don't have an esrog, you could at least take the other 3 minim. He doesn't say it's saki b'chad minim. He doesn't say only need 1 minim, but you need 4 minim. But if you only have 3, you take what you have. So it seems to be a chiluk between Tosfos on the one hand and the Yaakov Meir Orleans on the other. Lagabi, what exactly is lekichatama telling me? What would be without lekichatama? So I think the two things are connected. That's where it sort of left off yesterday. I think the two things are connected. In other words, Tosfos learned up that without lekichatama, we'll start with the din of lekicha lekol echad ve'echad. Lekichatama teaches me that you need lekicha lekol echad ve'echad. Every person has to have their own dalad minim. And what would be without lekichatama? What would the world look like without lekichatama? So in Tosfos it says that echad yaisi b'shul kulam. One person would take lulav and esrog for everybody. That's very similar to the Chasam Sofer explains that way. The Chasam Sofer says, the body can't be mighty somebody else in lulav and esrog. It doesn't make any sense. What's the alternative to lekicha lekol echad ve'echad? the alternative to l'kicha l'kol echad ve'echad is that it's a mitzvah and based in, like the kishayfer be'yovel based in the blows shayfer. So without the din of l'kicha tama, I would have said that what's the mitzvah of dalim mina v'lokachtem lachem. I would have said it would be like kishayfer be'yovel based in would have one person take a little of an esek for everybody. Sechad yaseh b'shul kulo. On the other end, the Rav Yaakov Meirlins, he understands that what the Kicha Tam is teaching me, Taka says, is that I can't be mitzvah you in the Lubav Esther. But in a world without the Kicha Tam, it wouldn't be a mitzvah based in. There's no evidence of mitzvah based in. In a world without the Kicha Tam, what would the Lubav Esther look like? Everybody would have a Kiyah of the Lubav Esther. But the difference would be that without the Kicha Tam, I could be mitzvah you in the Lubav Esther. Meaning, presumably, that means I could be your shliach for the Lulav Esther. I'd have thought it's a mitzvah. You could be some mitzvahs. You could do shliach za. Chassam Sofer doesn't think that's conceivable, but Rabbi Yaakov Meirlins, it sounds like he thought that's very conceivable, that I could be your shliach in the tefillah Lulav Esther. It's not a mitzvah shibugufa. You know, there are mitzvahs shibugufa. You can't make a shliach like tefillin. It's a classic example. There are other mitzvahs that you could make a shliach. Shechitas HaPesach. You can make a shliach to bring the Pesach, and there are many mitzvahs that you could do through a shliach. I was not so clear what exactly the guidelines. I'm afraid to talk about it. But upon him, I see in the Yaakov Meirlins that without l'kicha tama, lulav esher would not be a mitzvah shibugufa. So I could be your shliach for lulav esher, but there's still a chiv in every single person. Just like any mitzvah, you could be a shliach. You can make a shliach. Every person has the chiv. But if I want, that could be my man a shliach. So now, let's start with that. Let's talk that one through. So now we're discussing, is it conceivable that this halacha is only Barishan and not on the other 6 days? Is that imaginable? Is it tenable to say, Lemaisa, not in the hypothetical universe, after Lukachnim, is it tenable to say that the din of Lukachnim is only Barishan? And the other 6 days, it's taka, there is taka, no din of Lukichatam? So Taisa says, what would that mean? If there was no din of Lukichatam in the other 6 days, Lefi Taisa, what would that mean? It would mean, Echad Yaisi B'shul Kulo. That's based in. You go to based in, and based in takes a little bit of esrog for the whole world. Is that true? Could that possibly be true? That the other 6 days there's no mitzvah in every single person to take a little bit of esrog, just based in does it for everybody? I thought it's not true. Yeah, I'm not sure we could find explicit. I'm sure we could find many explicit rayos. I mean, all the Mishnahs that talk about lulav. The mitzvah Gemara, the Mishnah says is a mitzvah lulav kol shiva. Barishan is Deicha Shabbos. The other day is not Deicha Shabbos. So what do you mean Deicha Shabbos? The other 6 days, you don't have to take Lulav and Esek at all. You just do it in Beis Din. So you do it in Beis Din is Deicha Shabbos. I mean, it will be a whole different world. The Kitzur. Am I making myself clear? Aliba de Emes. Is it really, is it Mistaber? That the halacha really is that the other 6 days there's no mitzvah that every person should take dalad minim, it just happens in Beis Din. It doesn't say that in Mishnayos. We have a whole Masechah Sukkah that talks about, we have three prokem that talk about mitzvahs from Lulav Lulav. We have a whole parak that talks about mitzvahs dalad minim and how it was b'mikdash and how it was b'medina and shleim shtamet. There's no indication anywhere that the other 6 days you really don't have to take a Lulav and Esrog, just Beis Din does it for everybody. I'm out of late talking. Can't be such a thing.
Why would he make everybody take a Lulav and Esrog initially based on?
Yeah, maybe, right? Maybe there would be no the Hiskin of Yechim and Zaki would make no sense. If even in the Mikdash it was only based in. Even in the Mikdash it was only based in, so why would Rabbi Yechim and Zaki make a takana that every single person should do it nowadays? It's just not as low you're talking to places. And certainly, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana wasn't that we should do it now, based in one place in the world, based in. It's not shy. No, but kids, sir. Why do I look like I'm not getting through? It's not shy. It's too radical a thought to say that the other 6 days there's no mitzvah that everybody should take lulav and esrog. We would have to rewrite all the Mishnahs. All the Mishnahs imply that every person has to take a lulav and esrog. The other 6 days the same as the first day. So says that's the low you talk, and that's an absurd conclusion. On the other hand. Lefid Rav Yaakov Meirlins, the way he understood l'kicha tama. What's the chiddush of l'kicha tama? The chiddush of l'kicha tama is that I can't be a shliach to take a lulav esrog for you. And what would be without l'kicha tama? It would be mitzvah every single person to have a lulav esrog, but you could be a man a shliach. So is it so impossible to imagine that that's not the, that maybe that taka works the other 6 days? It's not even, there's no Gemara even on the first day that you, there's no Gemara that you can't be a shliach for lulav esek, except for that one Gemara about l'kichatam. Except for that drasha l'kichol l'kolecha ve'echot, you can go through all the Masechah Sukkah, and I don't think there's any Gemara with Rosh that you can't be a shliach for lulav esek. There's one Gemara, l'kachtem she'yeh l'kichol l'kolecha ve'echot, and that might be talking the first day. That's not absurd to imagine that the other 6 days there might be din shlichus by lulav esek. Rabbi Yaakov Milius didn't think that that's an absurdity. So he thinks maybe that's really true. The same way chaser is chaser the other days. So maybe you don't need l'kichol l'kolecha ve'echot, and if you want to be memanah somebody a shliach for lulav esek, maybe you could do it. Mechet hayes in that. That's why by him, since he understood the pasuk differently, it was, but to him it was conceivable. Let the drasha of l'kichatam is not only the first day. And the same thing with dal minim akvin says. What does it say in l'kachdim of a dal minim akvin says? What would it be without the pasuk of the dal minim being akvin says? So the Yaakov Mirlin says, without the din of dal minim akvin says, what would be dalocha? What? You take as much as you can. If you have all 4 minim, why do you have to take all 4 minim? If you only have 3 minim, you take the 3 minim that you have. That, without l'kichatam, that would be the halacha. And is it so absurd to think that maybe b'shar yomim that is the halacha? Would it say otherwise? It says anywhere, there's a gemara anywhere that if you don't have 4 minim, you shouldn't take 3. I don't think it's a gemara anywhere. Having more discussed it, if you don't have an esrog kosher, should you bring an esrog puzzle? You know, shlitter shtakach teres esrog. But is there a gemara anywhere that if you don't have an esrog, you shouldn't take the other 3 minim? I'm not a Bakim Shas, but I'm not aware of any such Gemara. So Rabbi Yaakov Milius says that he's quite willing to think that that might be the halacha, that Bashar Yom, if you can't, you have to have all 4 minim. There's 4 mitzvahs, you have to do all of them. But if you can't find, the same way like, you know, you have to put on Tfilin Shiyad and Tfilin Shiroish, but if you don't have a Nishtan Kedach, somebody doesn't have a hand, so he puts on only Tfilin Shiroish, somebody only doesn't have a head, he only puts on Tfilin Shiyad, that's the way it is. It's not Machlech, it's about if you're supposed to, you know, you want to have both. But same thing with Dal Minim. You're supposed to have 4 minim. If you can't find 4, you take 3. The first day, the Machman says it. So the Akam at least thinks that that's very conceivable. In Tosis, though, it's Mashma, that without the din of L'kichatama, what would be the halacha? Chsagi v'chad mino. That you don't need to take 4 minim in the first place. The Torah would be saying, without L'kichatama, I would understand the Torah to be saying, take a lulu, or an esrog, or a hadas, or an aroba. Tiski v'chsagi v'chad mino. You don't have to take 4 minim at all. But that's l'chor, the poshet, the mashmois here. Tiski b'chad minim. There's a teish later on also, that's on the Dalai Lama days. We talk on this Gemara about the Kichatama, that the Dalai Minim Akvin says there. They also has such a lashon. Teish says, Shetelekit sheitei l'kichatama, not a problem. That's Rav Chanina. Even though, Arish, chaser is kosher b'shar yomim. We don't need l'kichatamo. Even though the other din, we do have all 7 days. The kapdino and arba minim. We are machbid on the 4 minim. What does he mean? Sounds like he's saying we're machbid at 4 minim. Ke'ilu, that's a chiddush, that we're makvet that 4 minim. Without l'kichatama, we wouldn't be makvet that 4 minim at all. It would be sagi v'chad mino. So both Tosis in the lashon of Tosis is that without the din of l'kichatama, it would be sagi v'chad mino. So Tosis, is that tenable, that b'shar yomim, it's sagi v'chad mino? You only have to take a lulav, or an esrog, or a hadas, or an aroba. That would be a whole, we have to write a whole new Masechah Sukkah. So that's inconceivable, that's an absurd din. We're used to the whole Masechah, they have to take dal minim. With a negative, without a negative. To say that the other 6 days you don't have to take dalai minim at all, just take a lulav and that's it. That's lo yitachem. That's the two things are connected. The ma'aseh tesis of pshat is very strange, because that's not normally what we like. Mechet tesis learn that way. The din of dalai minim akman is that pshutli is saying that the dalai minim are a package deal. If you don't have one, if you don't have all 4, don't bother to take 3. That's what it means. The ma'akvin says that, like tzitzis, and ma'akvin says that, like tefillin shliyad and tefillin shorosh are not ma'akvin says that. Ma'akvin says that always means, is it a package deal or is it separate mitzvahs? Tzitzis is a package deal. It's one mitzvah to have 4 tzitzis. If you only have 3, just forget about it. And tefillin shliyad and tefillin shorosh, the Mishnah is a menachas. I mind that some things are ma'akvin says that, some things are not. Tefillin shliyad and tefillin shorosh, the Mishnah says are are not mak of each other. Dalet sitzis are mak of each other. Dalet minim are mak of each other. So what it means, l'kicha tam, is that the dalet minim are ak of each other. And without l'kicha tam, the pastor says, like the Yaakov Yolim, without l'kicha tam, they're not mak of each other. It doesn't mean you don't have to do both. The same way tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish, you have to do both. Where did Tosfos get such a strange pshat that without l'kicha tam, you wouldn't have to have four minim at all? I don't understand where that's coming from. So I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know. Where did places get such a concept that without l'kicha tam, it's sagi b'chad minim? But nonetheless, the mashmois in both here, I don't have lam and dalet. That's how Tosfos learned, and I think that's why it was so inconceivable. From the very fact that Tosfos, it's inconceivable that the other 6 days is dosh din. I think that itself is a riot. What's so inconceivable that the other 6 days, the dalet minim, are not makim each other? I don't see why it's so inconceivable. Mashmah Tosfos understood with Aleki Chatam Atakat Sagi B'Chad Minu, the way Tosfos says. But how good for time of boy? Where is Tosfos coming from that he has such a strange trap?
There's no indication in the second pasuk that there has to be all four meaning. It's just Samach B'Chad Minu. So Samach with what? So it doesn't mean all four. It doesn't mean each one is Samach. It just means one.
Because
there's no mashmosa, you need four.
So what does the Kikatama tell me different?
Sumach means at least one. Kikatama means it has to have some
middle.
I've done all four. And
the Malachi says. So what does it help that now that it says the Kikatama?
There's two Kiddush. I need all four and the Malachi says. And the Malachi says, Sumach
Mekesh HaKikam, Sumach Mekesh HaKikam. Maybe the Kikatama is still on the first day.
The same book.
And if the Kikatam is not going on the first, it's only going on the first day, then the other 6 days.
Then why would the Sinkonia 6 days be Shaf and in the Klach?
I wouldn't even think I need the Kikha of the Klach. I need the Kikha Tam. I need the Kikha. It says Samachim. I have to have something. I have to have all four.
Maybe it says that one of them. Maybe I need the Sameach or something else.
I mean, it is still going with Smachnim. It's still going on. Pre-Eitz Hodder, Kapes Tvorim, and Apeitz Avei Nachal. Because the Mashal of Hodder, you have all 7 days. This point in Tosfos, Hodder, you have all 7 days. So that's later. That's pre-Eitz Hodder. So it does say all four minim, and it says Smachnim. Why should I think it means any one of them? What he's saying is, I hear what he's saying, that if you take Lekachnim, Tosfos now is learning up that the whole word of Lekachnim is only going to be Amrish. So it doesn't even say, it doesn't have Kikatam on the other 7 days, on the other 6 days. It doesn't say Lekachtim altogether.
I didn't know
the Hodder and all 7 days comes from the Shiva's Yavim and that possible. Why not? That's the whole right in places now, that maybe we're going to say, you know, not Lachot, that whatever's before B'Yom Rishon, that's B'Yom Rishon. And whatever's in the Pasuk after B'Yom Rishon, that's Shiva's Yavim. That's what Tosfos is rejecting, but Tosfos is, you know, trying to work through the implications of that. But the implication would be that Ulukachdem is only going on the first day, and it's not just Lekichatama that will be off the table, that's what you'd be most to do. The whole Ulukachdem will be off the table. The whole Pasuk, the whole word is going to be off the table of Shivas Yomim. So a Shivas Yomim without Lekachdem would mean any one of them. Still a leak. I don't know better. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's the shot. But the zach, but the thing itself, I think, is still. It sounds to me like that's what Tosfos is saying. Again, I don't know where Tosfos comes. I had a thought, but I don't think it's true. The Gemara says in Menachos in Chav Zayin, and this din the Dalet Minim are Akvin Zev Zeh. So the Gemara says Loishanu Ella Sheyesh Loi. Loishanu Ella She Ein Loi. Avol Yesh Loi Ein Ma'akvin. Kosev, yeah. Loishanu Ella She Ein Loi. So we shouldn't grapple. What does that mean? If you don't have all four, they're not ma'akiv. They're ma'akiv. Sorry. Going now after. It says l'kichatama. There's a din l'kichatama, they're ma'akiv. It says in the word, l'shonu, they're only ma'akiv if you don't have all four. But if you have all four, they're not ma'akiv. What does that mean? If you don't have all four, you only have three, so they're ma'akiv. You can't do it. But if you have all four, then they're not ma'akiv. Meaning what? You don't have to take all four. That's ridiculous. So Tosfos there brings two pshatim. Tosfos brings from one pshat from the Bahag, that it means leishon el, if you don't have all four minim at all, you only have three, so that's me'akif, forget it. But if you have all four minim, then it's not me'akif to take them at the same time, you can take them one after the other. That's the Bahag pshat in that Gemara. Maybe Shlomo learned that way, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. From Ikar Din, you can take the Dalai Minim one after the other. It's not the best way, it's not Mahudr, but you can take them one after the other. Then Tosis brings, Rabbi Natan didn't like that pshat, thought it was very tamur to say you can take the Dalai Minim one after the other. After all, it's one mitzvah, he doesn't think that that's true. So what is he has a different pshat in the Gemara. He learns pshat in the Gemara, Lo Yishon El She'en Lo, again, if you don't have all four Minim, you only have three Minim, so no point. But if you have all four Minim, then it's not ma'akif to be ma'agad them together. And you don't have to have an egged. It's not totally absurd, because the Gemara asked them that from the Brisa, you need egged, and the Gemara says, well, that's Rabbi Yehuda, we don't hold from egged, so the Gemara does get into a conversation about egged. It doesn't mean you have to learn like a bit of time, the Gemara just may just mean if you need egged, then they have to be at the same time. You can't have an egged if not at the same time, but it's not totally absurd to learn that it's a Gemara about egged. In that Tosis over there, when he talks about Rabbi Natan, so he asks a strange question. So Rabbi Natan was magia b'sifra. Rabbi Natan was magia in his Gemara, his pshat. So I don't know what he means when he was magia. It's the same girsa as the Bahag. The Bahag's girsa and Rabbi Natan's girsa l'chor is the same girsa. Lo yishon lo she ein loy, avol yesh loy ein ma'akvin. They just argue about what it means. The Bahag learns that it means ein ma'akvin, that you don't have to take them at the same time. Rabbi Natan learns ein ma'akvin means you don't have to be ma'agad them. They're both being gurus in the Gemara. So what does it mean Rabbi Natan was Magia? So that was the Poshup Shah probably is either, I'm not sure, either Rabbi Natan Magia just means he wrote in his margin, this is the Pshah. I don't think that's the MS of Pshah. I don't think that's right, because that's not, it's not Rabbi Kreger. If Rabbi Natan was Magia, he wrote it in his margin, I don't believe that. Or it means, maybe it means that Rabbi Natan was Magia, that it's not Aval Yeshloi Ein Ma'akvin, but rather Aval Yeshloi Ein Sor, Aval Yeshloi It's Tama without an egg, something like that. He just, maybe he did change something more. That it's not Aval Yeshloi Ein Ma'akvin, but rather Aval Yeshloi, there's a Lamadal in quotes. You don't have to go to Menachos. Aval Yeshloi, what does he say? Yeah. That's a whole Arichas. I can't believe he put so many words into his Gemara. I think some of that's is interpretation. But maybe some of it is Hagah. Rabbi Natan he gave b'sifrei lo yishonu d'ma'akvin mishum tama elo she'en loy aval yesh loy tama hi afal pish loy chibrei ba'ogdoy. That's all a hagod that he was magi in the text. That's a, I can't believe that. And I think in Menachos he says it's a perish, not just a hagod. Says Rabbi Natan, he gave b'sifrei loyshanu pirush d'ma'akvin mishum tama ela she'en loy aval yesh loy tama hi afal pish loy chibrei bi'agudah. So he says perush. This is a perush. It's not a hagah. So what's the hagah? So maybe it means some of it is a perush and some of it is a hagah. Loyshanu. Maybe it was the hagah was loyshanu ela she'en loy. All the same as the regular text. Loyshanu she'en loy aval yesh loy. And here's where that hagah kicks in. Instead of aval yeshloi ma'akvin, it's aval yeshloi tamahu. That was his text. And then there's a perish on that text, which is like he's combining the hagah and the perish all together. Yeah, this is probably the emes. It's probably the emes of pshat. But I had a wild thought that maybe there was another girsir floating around in the Gemara. Rather than leishanu el she'en loy, aval yeshloi ein ma'akvin, just the opposite. Lo yishonu elo she yesh loy, aval ein loy, ein me'akvin. Punkt faket. And that would mean, lo yishonu elo she yesh loy. If you have all four minim, then the Torah is telling me, you lekach them, that it's me'akiv, meaning you have to take all four, because it's a mitzvah to take all four. Don't think it's tagi b'chad. If you have four, the Torah is telling me you have to take all four. Meaning you're mechuyiv to take all four. You didn't take all four, maybe you get three out of four, but you're mechuyev to take all four. You know, it's like when you get a final and it says you have to answer all the questions. So the Torah says, if you have all four, you have to take all four. Avalein loy, if you don't have all four, then it's not ma'akev, take what you have. In which case, the Torah is telling me that even after Lekicha Tama, what the Gemara is saying is that unlike the other Ma'akvin that we have in the Mishnah, over here, Ma'akvin means that you have to take all four if you have all four, but if you don't have all four, take as many as you have. And that's after Lekicha Tama. So what would be before Lekicha Tama? Before Lekicha Tama would mean that even that's not true and you only have to take one. So this was my radical thought. So first I was very happy with this, but then I don't think it's really true, because Tosis and Lama Dalet is, you know, Tosis and Lama Dalet doesn't mention such a gersa, and Tosis and Lama Dalet holds like Tosis by us. I mean, it's the same as Sechlem, it seems to be the, and he's Mitzayin to Tosis by us, Pirashti. Retaina Pirashti, Piresh Pirkin. This Tosis and Lama Dalet base is related to Tosis by us. He's Mitzayin to Tosis by us. And he doesn't bring such a gersa. He has the Mahagan, he has Rebbeinu Tam, and he likes Rebbeinu Tam more, and doesn't sound like he has this other gersa. So that's why this pshat, I don't think it's right. Yes, I know, Mr. Liashev Chesin, I'm not quite sure what to do with this thesis. But we have to go back there. Okay, let's go on to thesis. Lekachnir. So bottom line, thesis holds that Lekachnir is Lekichatama, except for Chosr, but the other dinim of Lekichatama, you have to have all 7 days. But Chosr, you don't have to have all 7 days. So what's going on? Hilkuch near, sister Hilkuch. Sorry, Lekach near, the Hainatayma. Mishim Diyamishim, their eyes of the Gulim, which I am in the Rabbanah Zechel and Mikdash. The East of Rish, the Luvai Rova. That's only a Takon of Rechem and Zakai. Hilkuch, the Iker, and the Rabbi Craig explains, Tosis now is shifting gears completely. Up to now, Tosis thought that the Chilik between Yamarishim and the other days is talking on a Dereisa level, even the Mikdash. And it's built in the grammar of the Pasuk. That's what Tosis rejects. He doesn't have a way to make sense out of which things are Barishan and which things are all 7 days. And therefore, the Oilam Tosis says it's nothing to do with the grammar of the Pasuk, and it's nothing to do with the Deraisa level. And Pasuk Pshat and Tosis, and at Deraisa, there's no difference between Barishan or all 7 days. And even and the Mikdash, all 7 days, have all the halachas of B'yom Harishan. The Chilik is in the Derabbanan, in the Zechel and Mikdash. Hilkuch, the Iker HaLakicha, that which is, you know, the basic Maisa Lakicha, Kigayin Dalad Minim, that you need to have Dalad Minim, Ulakicha Lakol Echad, and that everybody has to take it themselves and not to have a base and take it. So that's Tikkun Rishayom and Kain Deraisa, that they made Kain Deraisa Tikkun, because that's the Tzura Samitzvah. So the Rabbanon has to be Kain Deraisa in the basic Tzura Samitzvah. V'chein Behodar. And what about Hodr? Why is Hodr all 7 days? That's the Chor, not part of the basic Tzuras HaMitzvah. He says, Tosfos, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Al Sidr Mitzvah. Not so clear what that means. Chori means because of Zekeli V'Anveil. There's a general din in Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam that you should have Zekeli V'Anveil. So because there's a general din of Zekeli V'Anveil, so they said that Hodr, they built the din of Hodr into the Ke'en De'Araisa. Hard to understand. What does the Hodor of Deraisa have to do with Zechei Levi Vey? With Tosis before, that was the first Tosis. These are different halachas. The din of Zechei Levi Vey was not a psul. So that was Tosis Sogan Rashi. Tosis Zechei Levi Vey was not a pastless. The din of Priates Hodor is a pastless. So what does this mean? Because it's the din of Hidur Mitzvah, so therefore they built the din of Hodor into the Kain Deraisa Tikkun, but they built it in as a pastless. That's nothing to do with. That's nothing to do with Hidur Mitzvah in general. So I'm not really quite sure how to read this. I'll give you two possibilities. Just how to like feel it. One possibility is. No, there's a hakira. Maybe I saw that the Degler Rubin has a hakira. Degler Rubin was a kosher of an Eretz Yisrael after the war. He had a very lovely shulas. So he has a hakira. Yeshiva hakira. He says the halacha of Hodor that you have by Esther, which is a psul. And he said like the Sargas. We have two halachas. We have a halacha of Hodor by Esther, which is a passless. Now we have din in Kol HaTerekulu, Zekei Levi Anveil. So it's the pshat, these are really two totally unrelated halachas. So the one din in the Luluv, so you have to have Priyat, it's Exeris HaKosu, you have to have Priyat Zolder, and then Makshinu Luluv, it's Exeris HaKosu. that there's a din halder by Esau gets ma'akev, but it has nothing to do with inner mitzvah. It's just a din, like there's a psul of I don't know, of, you know, not having a, well, I don't know, what I have to do. It's a pasul. It's unrelated to the concept of inner mitzvah. Or is the pshat that it really, it's a din of inner mitzvah. Just, the Torah said that by Esrik, inner mitzvah is likula. That's his hakira. No, it's normally hidden mitzvah is not likuva. Zekel and Aveu is not a makid. And the Torah said when it comes to lulav and esrog, Zekel and Aveu is the pasuk of Halder is megala that when it comes to lulav and esrog, Zekel and Aveu is likuva. That's his chakir. So if we'll say like that, like the second way, so maybe we could read it that we could understand the text that since there is a din of Zekel and Aveu and Kol HaTorah Kulo, and here the Torah said by lulav and esrog that it's ma'akiv. So when they made the Drabbanon of Zechel Mikdash, when they made the Drabbanon of the Kalulah of Esrog, since there's anyway a din of Zekeli Van Veil, the din of Zekeli Van Veil is not limited to Lulav and Esrog. This halacha applies all over. The only difference between Lulav and Esrog and other mitzvahs is by Lulav and Esrog, the Torah is Megalah, it's Likuvah. And by other mitzvahs, the Torah didn't say that it's Likuvah. So that already they made Ke'en Deraisa, so that they were not making something new in the Drabbanon that doesn't exist normally by mitzvahs. We really have a Zekeli Van Veil, just normally it's not so strong. And by lulav and esrog, in the deraisa level, it is strong. It's likuva. So in the drabbanon, they also made it likuva. That's maybe one way to read the tesis. Just understand the tesis. Or just one second. Or maybe say differently, a little bit more balavatish, that it means like this: that when the rabbanon had their committee meeting and they were deciding which dinim they should put into Rechem Mezaki, when they were trying to decide what dinim they should put into into the Zechel Mikdash. You know, so they said, well, the things that are, you know, the everybody has to do it, and you know, those things obviously we have to put in because otherwise it's not going to look like Lulav and Esrog at all. It's not going to be a Zechel HaMikdash. Then they took a vote on Lachem. They said, Lachem, that's not so important. We'll get rid of Lachem. Okay, fine. Next. Then they said, well, Hoda. So they said, you know, Hoda, that would be a nice thing to keep in because that way everybody will have a beautiful Lulav and Esrog and it will be Mekayim, Zechel HaMikdash also. So let's keep in the Psul of Hoda because that way we'll have beautiful Lulav and Esrog and it'll be a bigger Zechel HaMikdash. If we'll insist, if we'll retain the halder, they add by their eyes, so we'll score points in the Zekeli Vandeo, because everybody will come to show with a beautiful Esther. So therefore they decided to retain the din of halder in the Derabbanon, because they have this agenda that, why not? We'll gain in Zekeli Vandeo. Actually like that. Might also be Amos. Yeah.
How can we say the first job? Because Tosfos says that Zekeli Vandeo is used not the Kuba by Lulav and Esther, so... This doesn't really entertain it, but like if that shot was viable, then Tosfos wouldn't be so bothered that Zekeli Van Veil could also be the Kuva.
Well, that's a good point. One of the Tosfos Asagas and Rashi is that the Gemara says in Dafir Aleph that Lulav Tzorech Eged, you should have, even if Lulav Ain Tzorech Eged, you should do it as Tadar, but it's not Ma'akiv. So Tosfos, you see, Zekeli Van Veil is not Ma'akiv. Now, Chayra. What's I talking about? But here the Torah says, by Hodder tells me that by Lulav and Esrog, Zekeli Van Veil is Makir. Elamai, you're going to have to say, but making an Eged is not such a critical Hodder that should be Makir. No, so then what's the Hasag on Rashi? Rashi only said it's Makir, the very critical Zekeli Van Veil. Yeah, maybe we can react with an elaborate thing, but you're right. It's like a weakness in this chapter. And maybe the second chapter is right. Not so long, this is Degu Rubin's idea, but. I don't know that's so terrible. That's why the Pasuk Shat and Taisa said. Mishum Hidur Mitzvah means that they retained Hodder because it's good for Hidur Mitzvah. So they decided why not. Mishkefelach. Ubishol Loitikun. You'd have to remember that's why it's Mildin Lachem. Ubigozol Plukta the Shmais in the Bechin Sova the Tikkun Mishum Mitzvah Baba Vera Ushmul Avel Sova Loitikun Mitech Shiyotze Bishol Yesinami Begozol. And he says, what about Gozel? Do they make a Kain Derais in Gozel? Well, that's not like the Gemara. If this Mitzvah Baba Beira by Lulav Kol Shiva. Now, this last line of Tosfos over here is connected to the next page, where Tosfos says that even Shmuel, who doesn't hold the Mitzvah Baba Beira, it's only by Mitzvahs Derabon and not by Mitzvahs Derais. So Tosfos is now making it that the Machlekes, so we have your Machlekes, or Tosfos learning the Gemara. That the machlekes of Yochanan and Shmuel, or the machlekes of Ami and Shmuel, better said, the machlekes of Ami and Shmuel is not a machlekes about whether there is or is not mitzvah b'avera. Everybody subscribes to mitzvah b'avera. Rav Yochanan said mitzvah b'aveir, everybody agrees with that. By carbon, there certainly didn't a mitzvah b'aveir. The machlokes of the Gemara, Shmuel, with the stump of the Gemara and Rav Ami, is about mid lulav kol shiva specifically, whether there's mitzvah b'aveir by mitzvahs derabbanan. So now, so Tosis here is saying that the what's really, what is that a machlokes about? That's really a machlokes about called the tikkun rabbanan. Okay, there is a tikkun. In Derais, you have a concept of mitzvah b'aveir. Did they extend that to mitzvahs derabbanan? So Tosis puts that in together with all these other issues about whether they made lulav esther kein derais. But you see an interesting thing. Up to this point, I would have thought in Tosis that this shiloh about kol tikkun rabbanan kein derais tikkun, what goes in and what goes out, you know, is a specific nidoin about the mitzvah of zechel mikdash of lulav esther. If Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana that we should take lulav esther kol shiva, how much do they make it kein derais? So, lachem, they didn't require, and hada, they did require, and lekichatam, and lekachtem, they did require, because that's the ikir lekichas halulav. But it's a local issue about, you know, how did they craft the bezeichel and mikdash. Then Taisus puts in, bechodam achto, what about mitzvah baver? Mitzvah baver is not a lulav esrik, dikin bachal, not midirais, not midirabon. It's a din of mitzvah baver, it's a generic psul by all mitzvahs deraisa, and maybe by all mitzvahs derabon. By all deraisas, according to everybody. And by mitzvahs derabbanan, that's a machlekes in between Shmuel and. But it's not a machlekes about lulav esher. It's not a machlekes about the zeichel and mikdash. It's a general machlekes about mitzvah b'aveira. To what extent did they say that mitzvahs derabbanan have the psul of mitzvah b'aveira the way mitzvahs deraisa do? So, and what I see from Tosfos that he puts these all together is that the nidoin of kol d'tikun rabbanan kein deraisa tikun in regard to zeichel and mikdash, in regard to lulav esher, is not a separate nidoin. But it's part of a global nidoin. How far do we, when in Rabbanans in general, to what extent do Rabbanans have to be kein deraisa? Well, it's not a local thing, it's a global thing. It's a particular instantiation of a global phenomenon that called the tikkun Rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, and what exactly, how exactly is that calibrated? Doesn't mean it has to have mamash waladinim of the deraisa, but it has to have the basic tsur of the deraisa. So, lekicha you have to have, and lechem you don't have to have, and hodder we decided to throw in because of hinder mitzvah and mitzvah b'aveira. Again, we're talking global, not local. And mitzvah b'aveira is also part of this issue. When the rabbanon were making mitzvahs, the rabbanon in general, did they build in mitzvah b'aveira or not? Did they build in the psula mitzvah b'aveira? That's already a machlekes. One madomer says no. One madomer says yes. That's the machlekes in Agamar. Tosfos doesn't really explain if that's the case. Like, what's why yes? It's only a psul. We don't build passive other psulim. Lachem we didn't build in. So why do we build in the psulim mitzvah b'aveir? Like that's a little bit chosin in Tosfos. But if the whole thing is a global discussion and everything has to have an explanation, which you know pass psulim b'alma they don't put into the derabbanan. So why did they put mitzvah b'aveir into the derabbanan?
It's mos.
Right, because it's mos. But Tosfos say that.
Maybe it's localized, not like this.
What?
Maybe it is localized. Yeah. It's arrived from the last words in Tosfos. Lo tikkun mitzvah b'aveir. It's an ambivalent. Tosfos didn't have to add in that last line.
Oh, you're right. That's Taka, right? You're right.
Tosfos add this line because that's the reason why Shmuel doesn't hold there's a mitzvah b'aveir in this particular kein deraisa tikkun. Because it, once you're permitting shol anyways,
yeah, the diuk's a good diuk. I understand. The diuk's a good diuk. But then Taka don't understand.
Once you permit shoal, so there's no reason to permit gozel because it'll confuse people. But generally, there is mitzvah b'aveir in derabbanan. In this case, lechayish.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's the pshat. So the kiddush. Maybe Tosfos is saying was the oil the discussion in Tosfos, the locus of the discussion is local. This particular derabbanan of Zechel and Mikdash, did they make it kein deraisa? So he says, so again he goes through the list, which things yes and which things not, and Lachem they decided, why put in the passes of Lachem? There's no reason to. On the other hand, the Hodor, there is a reason to put it in because Hodor is a global concept of Hidur Mitzvah. Then it comes to Mitzvah B'Aveira. put it differently. Let me put it b'derech kushi v'teretz. I'm going to ask you, because it's a little bit, I'm going to ask a kasha. I hope I can make it clear. I hope I can think of it clearly. Taisa says, why do they put hadar into this, why do they put the psul of hadar into this lulav derabbanan? What did Taisa say? Because of hit or miss. So, I don't understand. Hidden mitzvah is Zekeli Maveh, right? The Torah said that by Mrs. Deraisa, not by Mrs. Derabbanan. So, why do they put Hodder into Mrs. Derabbanan? You're telling me they put Hodder into Lulav Esrig because there's a concept of Hidden mitzvah. But yeah, that assumes that there's Hidden mitzvah by Mrs. Derabbanan. Why do they put Hidden mitzvah into Mrs. Derabbanan? Right? After all, if Taisus here is a global Taisus, Taisus is not asking about this specific Derabbanan. Taisus is talking down in Derabbanans in general. What dinim do they put into Derabbanans in general? Right? You know, there's two ways to understand this whole discussion of Taisus. This discussion about Kol Dutikin, Derabbanan, Kein, Deraisatikin, is it a local discussion about Lulav Esrig, or is it a global discussion about Mitzvahs Derabbanan in general, how much do they make them like Mitzvahs Deraisa? If it's a global discussion, Taisus is discussing Mitzvahs Derabbanan in general, how much do they have to be like Mitzvahs Deraisa? So now Taisa says, well, let's come to Hodr. Is there a psul of Hodr? Yes, there's a psul of Hodr because it's only a psul. Why should they put it in? Oh, but there's a concept of Hidr Mitzvah. But Hidr Mitzvah is a Deraisadika concept. You were talking about Mitzvah Derabbanan. Why did they put Hidr Mitzvah into Mitzvah Derabbanan? That you haven't explained to me. It's a tautology. You know, why did they put Hodr into Mitzvah Derabbanan? Because they put Hodr into Mrs. Derabbanan. Like, that's what Taisus seems to be saying. If it's a global Taisus, Taisus is discussing Mrs. Derabbanan in general. So this Mrs. Derabbanan, they put Hodr into Lulav Derabbanan because they put Zekeli Vanveyu into Mrs. Derabbanan. And why did they put Zekeli Vanveyu into Mrs. Derabbanan? Like, why did they make that game there? You know, it's just a pasul, or it's just a din. Why should they put it into Mrs. Derabbanan? It's not basic to the Tzuras HaMitzvah. It's mashma that Taisus here is not a global Taisus. Taisus is not discussing Mitzvahs Derabbanan in general, to what extent do they have to be like Mitzvahs Deraisa. The Mitzvahs Derabbanan in general, maybe they have all the features of Mitzvahs Deraisa. Global features of Derabbanan are the same as global features of Deraisa. And if there's a concept of Zekei Levan Veu by all Mitzvahs Deraisa, there's a concept of Zekei Levan Veu by all Mitzvahs Derabbanan as well. The general global dinim are by Mitzvahs Deraisa and Mitzvahs Derabbanan equally, and that has nothing to do with Kol Dutikin Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikin. So, but the particular pasulus of Hodr, that's a need of whether or not we say Kol Dutikin Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikin. Taisa says, well, they decided to put it in because they'll gain in the Zekeli Vandeh, whatever exactly the shot is. Okay, now we come to the last line of Taisa. Taisa, what about Mitzvah Babaveira? So, do we say Kol Dutikin Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikin? I don't understand. Mitzvah Babaveira is a global feature of all mitzvahs. And we just saw that global features of all mitzvahs are by Mitzvahs Deraisa and Mitzvahs Derabbanan equally. Zekei Levan Veu is by Mitzvahs Deraisa and Mitzvahs Derabbanan equally. So Mitzvah Babaveira, which is also a global feature of all mitzvahs, should be by Mitzvahs Deraisa and Mitzvahs Derabbanan equally. What in the world does that have to do with Kol Dutikin Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikin? Let me ask the same question another way. Let's just make the question clear. You see, with Zekeli Vandeo, you have by all Darabonis. Taisus is clear in Taisus. Zekeli Vandeo is then by Mrs. Darabonis also. Why? Mechatesim. What happened to this notion that we don't always put Dinam Darais into Mrs. Darabonis? Taisus says that we need to, you know, Taisus was not so posh that we put Dinam Darais into Mrs. Darabonis. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Why are we taking for granted that Zekeli Vandeo goes into Mrs. Darabonis? The answer presumably is that the nidun of Kol Dutikin Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikin is when you have specific psulim in the mitzvah deraisa, when the mitzvah lulav deraisa has special lulav dika halachas, so does lulav derabbanan have those same features? Maybe mitzvah derabbanan are different than mitzvah deraisa. Maybe lulav derabbanan has nothing to do with lulav deraisa. So just because lulav deraisa has a special lulav dika psul, who says that lulav derabbanan has to share that psul? Maybe lulav derabbanan is like hanakalich. There's nothing to do with lulav deraisa. So you don't translate the psulim that you have by lulav deraisa into the dinim that you have by lulav derabbanan, or maybe not. Lulav derabbanan is modeled on lulav deraisa. It's kein deraisa tikkun. But global halachas that have nothing to do with a specific mitzvah, things like zekeli ve'anveu, you have them by all deraisas and all derabbanans. That has nothing to do with kol tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. think that's the pashas. That's what I see from Zekeli and Ravel. That's why Tosfos takes for granted that the Zekeli and Ravel by mitzvahs derabanan too. So if that's the case, so then mitzvah of Aver should also be by mitzvahs derabanan. And if not, it's for some other reason, but it's nothing to do with kol tikkun rabbanan kein derei satikun. What's Tosfos talking over here again? Kol tikkun rabbanan kein derei satikun. So maybe you're right. Maybe there's a bigger aglaim l'dover. Maybe it's right that Tosfos is avad of this mitzvah of Aver by mitzvahs derabanan. Everybody agrees that. Even Shmuel says, by mitzvahs derabanan, there's mitzvah of Aver also. There's a psula mitzvah of Aver. But specifically, lulav ha-gozul lewa machshir, because mitoich she-yotzi v'shol, yotzi nami v'gozul, since shol is kosher, since they said that lulav derabanan is kosher without lechem, and in that way it is different from lulav deraisa, so they decided to be machshir v'gozul as well, even though it should really be possible as mitzvah of Aver. I mean, it's bizarre, but it reads very well into Tosfos in a way we have a hechav to it. The words, you're right, in the Lashon of Tosfos it reads very well. And I think there's a hechav, because otherwise we need it. What's the difference in Zekeli and Aveil? You have Zekeli and Aveil by all mitzvahs derabanan, why shouldn't you have mitzvah by Aveil? But on the other hand, it's very shver. Just because they were machshir shol, therefore they have to be machshir gozul and throw mitzvah by Aveil out the window. What does shol have to do with mitzvah by Aveil? They don't want to confuse people, they won't understand the difference. What's so hard to understand?
Because of the problematic. Like I can say, the shawl is also problematic. So they won't do the mitzvah because they won't borrow from other people.
Yeah, but it's fair. I hear, but it's. Yeah, we'll have to say he means. So they decided in this particular case, they had the freedom to say in this particular case that Mitesh Yeksi Bishol Yeksi Nami Bin Gozal. What? Because that's why it's different than chaser, for example. It's the same possible lekachdem. You have chaser, and you have dalad minim. And dalad minim, we say, is all 7 days, and chaser is only the first day. So that just gives you the basic notion that the ikar alakicha has to be the same in lulav derabanan. Lulav derabanan has to be basically like lulav deraisa, what you do with it. You know, when they made lulav derabanan, they didn't say like you eat it or something. You know, you do the same thing with it as you do with lulav deraisa. To that extent, they modeled it on lulav deraisa. But the specific psulim of lulav deraisa, they didn't necessarily inject into lulav derabanan, and therefore chaser is kosher by lulav derabanan. And the hodr also ought to be, lack of hodr, yovesh should also be kosher, except that they decided they want to keep that in, because there is a concept of yidur mitzvah by all mitzvahs, even by mitzvahs derabanan. And then we come to mitzvah baver, so they keep that in. Oh, then we have this last line. Any of them. Curious if Tosfos Rosh, how he says it.
He doesn't. Tosfos Rosh doesn't say that. That's the little word.
Does he already have a page open?
Last
line of that long one. Tilkuch tikra l'kichuk v'endalit minim l'kichuk l'kol echad v'echod tikkun v'shar yoymi k'ein deraisu v'chein v'hodu mishum hidr mitzvah. אבל בחוסר לתיקן רבונן ולא בשול ובגוז הוא פליגי בשמייסר ושם יחי סובר לתיקן ושם מצווה בבאבר כי אין דייר עיסו ושמול סובר כאין דייר רבונן לחי שינו נעמי מצווה בבאבר he doesn't put in the mitzvah שיהיה סי בשול but otherwise it's the same.
So
you see that by brachas there's mitzvah about there.
Yeah.
So he certainly understood that Tosfos is saying a global then.
Yeah. And then the next goes also sort of mashma, because this is specifies by the erasers when he talks about.
They're having their eyes. Yeah, I don't know what's the back of Shabbat in the place.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, my side, I think we could take it as established anyway from the Rosh and from you're right from the Rosh and Tosis, the next Tosis. This Pshat is probably is not right. The Tosis means it's all Darabonis. Taka means all Darabonis. But then I Taka don't understand what does it have to do with the Nidin, with the Nidin over here called the Tikkun Rabban and Kain Daraisa Tikkun. Tosis Nidin up till now was local to this particular Mitzvah Lulu of Darabon. And to what extent is it like Mitzvah Lulu of Daraisa, or is it a totally different Mitzvah? Baharaya, that he assumes that Zekeli Van Veil, you have by all, you know, that he says that you have to, we should have Hodr because of Zekeli Van Veil. Doesn't that beg the question, why do you have Zekeli Van Veil?
So
why is it different?
I don't know.
Yeah, so I'll say, but that's part of the problem. Somehow, the issue of Mitzvah Bavera, I mean, if not for this last line of Tosis, I would have thought that the issue of Kol D'Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Raisa Tikkun over here is not a question of the Psulim D'Raisa applied to Dinim D'Rabbanan. It's a question of is Lulav D'Rabbanan a clone of Lulav D'Raisa, or is it a different mitzvah? The Moshel Rashi. Rashi says that Lulav, that you don't have any Dinim Lulav D'Rabbanan, because it's only Ezechel HaMikdash. You only have the global mitzvah Tikkun Dinim, but the specific Lulav Esek Tikkun Dinim, you don't have it all. Pshat is because I think the pshat is because Rashi holds that lulav d'rabbanan is not a lulav. I mean, it's a different mitzvah. It's a whole new invention. It doesn't have dine lulav esek b'chal. The only thing is, it's part of mitzvah. Rashi is in daf lamed vav. It's nikra shem shemayim olav, so it has to be a mitzvah hadur. It's a mitzvah, but it's not mitzvah lulav esek. It's a different mitzvah. It happens to be, you know, by the same name. Lulav esek d'rabbanan is a different mitzvah than mitzvah d'raisa. It just happens to have the same name and it's done with the same things. But it's a different mitzvah entirely, so the dinim don't transfer. So I would have thought the pshat in Tosis is that's the nidin over here. You know, Tosis doesn't accept that. Tosis holds no, there is a tikkun there, isa tikkun, but it's sort of like case by case. You know, it's a new mitzvah that's modeled, it's related to the mitzvah there, isa, and therefore some of the features of there, isa, lulav der isa, go into lulav der abonim, and some features of lulav der isa don't go into lulav der abonim. But it's not a global thing. Global halachas that apply to all mitzvahs apply to mitzvahs der abonim too, because mitzvahs der abonim is still mitzvahs. They may not be the same mitzvahs as mitzvahs der isa, but they are mitzvahs, and they share all the global dinim that mitzvahs have. So therefore, Zekeli van Veil, Tosis of Dovah Prashat, Devada mitzvahs der abonim have. Tosis doesn't even question that. Of course you have Zekeli van Veil by mitzvahs der abonim, because that's not a feature of a specific mitzvah, that's a feature of all mitzvahs. And der abonim are also mitzvahs. That's the way Tosis would seem to read. That's how I would have understood Tosis. First of all, just in Soros, definitely from the Nidan of Zekeli Van Veil, until you get to this last line. And the last line, all of a sudden, we're talking about a global feature of all mitzvahs. And yet, there's a Shaila about. Oh, 1 second. What does the Rosh talk about? The repeat the Psakim. What are you telling me? What is it?
It says. Trying to tell what we pass
by Bracha.
He says we don't pass from like Shmuel, because first of all he says Shmuel is not Mustaver because Mitzvah should apply to all Darabanans.
Right.
Then he asks also we see that Mitzvah applies to Darabanans.
Why don't you just read it? I don't have it. Just read it to me. Anyway, I have it. Never mind. That's it.
The end of
Gimel?
The second Gimel.
No. mistabed timing. They came in the mevarach umaskei shem shemayim minayit to b'mili derabanan may b'mili deraisa. I have a thought. Give me just a second. There's a Tyson Daf Tes. Tyson Daf Tes says, Tyson Daf Tes asks, why didn't the pasuk for Sukkah Gzula take away the mitzvah of Avera? Same as Tyson. Tyson, one of the tirutzim of Tyson is that mitzvah of Avera is only the Rabbanim. So, pasuk shot is, it's only the Rabbanim. The Ritva, there in Daf Tes, quotes Tyson, that mitzvah of Avera is only the Rabbanim by Shar Mitzvahs. It's learned that from Korban. That was in their eyes. But it's only deraisa by mitzvah, by a carbon, or by lulav that's bol leratzais. But mitzvahs that are not leratzais, there's no din of mitzvah b'avera mideraisa. I don't know how you know it was even derabbanon. I have to see the ritual inside, I don't have a rich figure, but a component, the ritual has this notion that mitzvah b'avera, the Ritva ascribes to Tosfos that mitzvah of Avera, at least on a Derais level, I'm not sure on a Derabana level, is only by mitzvahs that are Bolarasis. It's the same Savart, that Tosfos understood that Shmuel's, the discussion is, it's a Kain Derais issue. When they made Lulav Derais is Bolarasis, so it has the din of mitzvah of Avera. Is Lulav Derabana and Taka a Lulav Dikadin, and it's also Bolarasis? Or is lulav derabanan a mitzvah, but it's not kein deraisa, and therefore it's not bolaratzis. It doesn't have a din of mitzvah b'avera. It's not a global din in all derabanans. Global dinam applied to derabanans as much as deraisas. Mitzvah b'avera is not a global din. Mitzvah b'avera is a local din to mitzvahs that are bolaratzis, like carbon, like lulav. Not everything has mitzvah b'avera. Lulav has mitzvah b'avera because it's like a carbon. It's bolaratzis. Like the Yishami says that Yovish is possible because Lo Yameis and Yehalu Kavla.
Well, why does
Tosfos emphasize Derasa? Oh, Matzah. Matzah. Yeah, what about Matzah? Yes, yes.
And also, why would Tosfos say Hafa Dafish Mirabana? It should be saying it's Mirabana. It should say that Shmuel holds it's not Balarasa. Mirabana is the wrong.
No, that's the neither. Shmuel agrees as such a thing as. He agrees as such a thing as Mitzvah Bavera. What he wants, but the nidin is that here where it's lulav derabanan, did they make it kain deraisa? Meaning, this nekuda didn't make it kain deraisa. Did they? Is it bolar? What's the nafkamina if it's bolar atzis? We're not in the banish mishus to know. It's like it says nafkamina for us. The nafkamina for us is that there's a psula mitzvah b'avera. Lulav deraisa has a psula mitzvah b'avera. And that's a special feature of, in a way, a special feature of mitzvah lulav. Not all mitzvahs have that. Lulav deraisa has a psula mitzvah b'avera because it's like a carbon. Now, does lulav derabanan have it also? That's Taka Kain Der Isa Tekanidim. Is Lulav Derabon also like a carbon? Did they also give it the Psula Mitzvah B'Avera? When Chazal made Lulav Derabon, they didn't sit down and say, is it Bolaratzis or not? Like, that Derabon will decide if it's Meratzis. What they want to know is that Dinam of being Bolaratzis. L'mayin Afkamina for Mitzvah B'Avera. That's a cold kid to think in Rabon, Kain Der Isa Tekanidim, a kind of Nidim.
It's a global din that would apply to anything that's Balaranto. So it's wrong to emphasize that Shehu Midrabon.
Well, because we don't decide first if Lulav Derabon is Balarasis. That's not the kind of thing that we can. What would that even mean? We decide first if it has dinim of a mitzvah that's Balaratzis. And last, first and last and only. That's what we're deciding. Mitzvahs that are Balaratzis have a din of mitzvah of Avera. That's learned that from carbon. Now we made a mitzvah of derabbanan. Did we get a dinim of a mitzvah of olaratzis or not? That's a kol tikkun rabbanan came deraisa kind of need. I'm not sure what the rush. How well it stems with the rush. Rush says brachas. He says it means right from brachas, and brachas also are olaratzis. Maybe it does stem with the rush. Brachas are also the polar access, so they also have a psul. The Gemara says this psul mitzvah baba vera. I mean, it says ends a merech elamanais, which the Rosh understood to be a mitzvah baba vera kind of psul. This is also the stands over there. Ends a merech elamanais, mitzvah baba vera, the psul. We had in Shabbos a shtickle. That's fine. That's also the ratzis. The brachas the ratzis. That's what the Rosh is bringing back. You're right. You see that the brachas they gave a dinim of a mitzvah polar access. So if they gave a bracha din of a mitzvah baba vera, a psul mitzvah baba vera, so luluf should be the same thing. Even though it's their bottom. Right here? Okay, maybe this is a mahalach. But check out the Ritva exactly, but the... Yeah, hi.
I mean, another shot, and I think there's the two needs over here. Number one needs is what the mitzvah verified their Isa,
right.
And the by their bonds, and that's the next dosage that there isn't mitzvah verified their bonds.
Okay.
But this entire last parenthesis, he doesn't focus on the psul, he's focused on the lulav. Like, for example, he doesn't say lekicha tama and lachem don't apply by shayamim. He says by shayamim the rabbanon weren't masaking that you could use a chaser or shal. He's also not discussing. Maybe the issue is not mitzvah. Everyone agrees. Maybe there's no mitzvah. There's a problem. So the focus is when the rabbanon were masaking zeichel mikdash, were they masaking that you could be yotze with the lulav hagazal to make the derais.
Saying maybe everybody views it globally as no psul of mitzvah baba vera by the rabbanon, but here in particular they were misak and kain deraisa. Why did they do it always? What? Yeah, but not because of their abundance, just because I want to have I want to make it a local din. Yeah. Maybe shofar. Might be other things, shofar. Except the shofar, because of the yotzei, so it's a technicality. Shofar might be the exclusive car, it might also have dinim with its derasis. Because Shofar Gosel, there is a need in Yerushalmi if it's possible. I mean, that's also, so that's a problem, but... So that's exactly where I want to have my cake and eat it too. That's good for the problem. On the one hand, global dinim apply to their abundance. I see that from Zakei Levi Veil. On the other hand, so then it's not so what does Tyson want with the mitzvah above Aver? So that's what I want to be merviach. That mitzvah above Aver is, yes, it's in a sense it's a global halach. I mean, it's a maybe very small set of global things. I don't know what's in this, maybe only luluf and carbon, but it's a small set of mitzvahs rabbah liratzis. And the shaila is lulav de rabbanon. What I want to be right at this, that the need in Taisus here also, just like up till now in Taisus, has been something about lulav. Is lulav de rabbanon a totally different mitzvah than lulav de raisa? It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, a dine mitzvah, but is it a totally different mitzvah than lulav de raisa? Or is it a replica of lulav deraisa? And that's the need of my mitzvah baba vera also, because if lulav derabbanan is a replica of lulav deraisa, then it'll have automatically the mitzvah baba vera. And if lulav derabbanan is not a replica of the lulav deraisa, then it won't have the din of mitzvah baba vera. Which, how could that make sense? Only by saying this, because if it's a replica of lulav deraisa, then it's bolaratzis, so it goes into the set of mitzvah baba vera, of mitzvahs that are bolaratzis. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop on a positive note that it's a good test. Before I have a chance to, you know, before anybody has a chance to slug it up, we'll stop here. Okay, so I guess I want.